Yuka, you're taking us back to our top story. And the Trump administration is reportedly planning to convene a meeting with executives of top American oil companies later this week.
Well, Sharon, US oil majors have been quiet since the dramatic weekend event. Chevron, the only one still operating in Venezuela under a special license, said in a statement that it would continue to operate in full compliance with relevant laws and regulations. The Trump administration accuses Caracas of stealing American oil. US companies did help develop Venezuelan oil fields in the early days until the sector was nationalized in the 1970s. And in 2007, Hugo Chavez's government seized control of operations still run by American companies, hence the claim of theft by Washington. Danielle Quinlan takes a closer look at the relationship.
Venezuela's president sits in US custody while his country continues to sit on the largest proven oil reserves in the world. Trump wasted no time in turning his attention to how his country could assist the extraction of this valuable commodity.
We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
Despite sitting on 17% of the world's known reserves, production has been in decline for decades. Due to the looting and mismanagement of infrastructure, as well as the sanctions targeting the Maduro regime, according to some estimates, it now requires tens of billions of dollars of investment. The US has a long history of involvement in the Venezuelan oil industry, which was a major supplier to the Allies in World War II. Even after nationalization in 1976, American practices and technologies continued to be used. The industry was opened up to joint ventures with foreign companies in the 1990s. With Chavez's rise to power in 1999, oil continued to be sent to the US. It was only after 2007 when legal changes that gave the state majority control over projects that shipments to the US fell. US sanctions on the Venezuelan oil industry started in 2017, seeing imports collapse to nothing by 2019. China became the major importer, taking the vast majority of Venezuela's exports of oil last year, as repayment for loans made by China to the government of Hugo Chavez. Even though China will be watching closely, Venezuelan oil only accounted for around 4% of its total imports last year.
There are also technical challenges in getting Venezuelan oil infrastructure up and running again, aren't there?
Yeah, as we saw in that report, Venezuela may be home to the world's largest proven reserves of oil, but it accounts for less than 1% of global crude production. A lot of Venezuela's crude is extracted in the northeast of the country along the Orinoco Belt, but crude from those fields is heavy, viscous and lower quality. While it's cheaper to buy it, it costs a lot to transport to refineries and process it into fuel. China has small refineries that can process an industry that needs this type of heavy oil to make into diesel rather than gasoline. Many refineries in the US Gulf Coast were initially built to process heavy oil, and while some have been adapted to lighter oil, others still refine crude from Canada's oil sands that are similar in texture to Venezuelan oil. That being said, analysts say it would still require years and tens of billions of dollars to get the dilapidated system up and running again, and for Venezuelan oil to re-enter the international market in a meaningful way. Also, the global oil market is currently facing an oversupply, so investing heavily in a country facing uncertainty may just not be worth it.
How are you going to convince international companies to go back to Venezuela in a period where oil prices are falling below $60 per barrel? We're an oversupply period during 2026, so prices might continue to fall below $60 per barrel. So that means that companies are going to be extremely cautious or aware of where they are going to invest. So convincing those companies that Venezuela is the right place to invest will be extremely tricky.
It's been a tumultuous few days. How are the markets reacting?
Well, shares in U.S. oil companies rallied with investors betting they'd stand to gain the most. Chevron, ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips, the three largest U.S. oil companies, rose strongly, as you can see there. And oil field service provider Halliburton soared as much as 11% at one point this Monday. U.S. stocks generally rose, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average advancing 1.2%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq also rose as energy and chip stocks led the gains. Global oil prices, meanwhile, were initially lower but started rising later in the day. The US's WTI crude gained 1.8% but still under $59 a barrel, while international benchmark Brent rose 1.7% towards $62 a barrel. And that's it from the business desk.
Yuka, thanks so much for all of that. You go away there with all the day's business news.